I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Tonight at 7:30 in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall on the Western Illinois University campus, the President's International String Quartet performs with a program of the String Quartet No. 1 of Mozart, the Rosamunda Quartet of Schubert, and Chant et Fugue by Astor Piazzolla. The program is at 7:30. It's free and open to the public. The WYU President's International String Quartet. Tonight and tomorrow night, the WYU University Dance Theater continues presenting its Faculty Dance Works concerts for this winter. The program includes modern ballet and tap dance choreographed by students and instructors of the University Dance Theater. It's in the Hainline Theater in Brown Hall on the WYU campus. Tickets are $15 each for the general public, $13 for seniors, children, and WYU employees, and it's free to WYU students. Tickets are available noon to 5 p.m. today at the Hainline box office or by calling 298-2900. Macomb's annual Dickens on the Square celebration begins tonight and continues tomorrow. Tonight, Living Windows will be on display from 5 until 8 p.m., and there will be musical performers throughout the downtown district, including the Prairieland Barbershop Chorus, Yule Kalele, the Macomb Junior High School Woodwind Ensemble and Brass Ensemble, Troublesome Creek, and the Lemmings, all those musical performers downtown tonight. And tomorrow, the performers include Don and Kay Norton with Ruth Parks, Ukulele Macomb, the Karen Martin Suzuki Strings, the Dickens Violins, Bill Mockestad and Friends, the WYU Community Music School Orchestra, Macomb High School Woodwinds and Brass, Prairieland Barbershop Quartet, the Mad Hatters, St. Paul Catholic Church Choir, and Bushnell Prairie City Junior High Band, all of those performers at Dickens on the Square. You can find details and a complete schedule at our events page at tristatesradio.com. This weekend, Historic Bishop Hill continues its Julmarknad, or Christmas Market, including traditionally decorated shops and museums. You can encounter Swedish folk characters roaming the village. There will be special music and Swedish foods and unique gifts and more. That's from 10 until 5 each day tomorrow and on Sunday. Tomorrow afternoon, the Western Illinois University School of Music presents a concert by its Wind Ensemble. That program will be in the COFAC Recital Hall on the WYU campus, starting at 3 o'clock. Dr. Mike Fansler will lead the ensemble in works by Rafe Vaughan Williams, John Mackey, Vincent Persichetti, Gordon Jacob, and John Philip Sousa. The program is free and open to the public. That's tomorrow afternoon at 3, the WYU Wind Ensemble. This coming Monday evening, the McDonough Choral Society will present its winter concert. This year, it's entirely Handel's Messiah. The program is at 7:30 on Monday evening, the 3rd, and we had the pleasure of talking to director Susan Schumacher and president of the board, Larry Rollins. Okay, so I suppose the question would be, will it be cold enough for a winter concert on Monday?
Well, it's not officially winter on December 3rd.
True enough, but we feel we should have a snowflake or two for the Messiah.
Well, not necessarily. We want people to be able to attend and not have trouble on the roads.
We can have snowflakes after they go home and sit by the fire.
Right.
So how many years now for
Starting our 11th year.
And we have, I presume, a very nice panel of soloists for
the
oratorio.
We do. I'm just delighted. Angela Hand from WIU Opera Department is doing the soprano. And Deborah Austin, who teaches at Illinois State University, is doing the contralto. And Tom Booth, who everyone in this area loves to hear him sing is doing the tenor, and then our own Don Norton is doing the bass.
Approaching the Messiah one more time as a director, each time you come back to the score, what might have you found this year that struck you that perhaps you hadn't seized onto before?
Well, I think I'm more into the relationship of each section to its, those around it and the story that it builds. In choosing what portions to do, because we, of course, cannot do the entire work, studying it on what to leave out and what to include so that the story that is presented is coherent. I think I found more of that this time than I have in the past. Not that I wasn't aware of it, but I think I got into it more deeply. And I tried to relate that to the chorus so they would have a feel for this. The music, I'm not ready for it in 2 years, but 3 years, it's been 3 years since we've done it. It's just refreshing to do this wonderful music again.
From the other side of the podium, Clara, you get to stand amidst the sound in the center of it.
Well, the sound is fabulous. The chorus has matured so much over these 11 years. It's just amazing the difference from year to year. And it's just wonderful to hear the chorus come alive yet again with Messiah, because it is something we've done before, and to be able to compare one performance with another. I've said it, you know, just about every year. I said, this is going to be the best one that you've heard from us, and it's not an exception this year. This is going to be the best one you've heard. The tempos are going to be truer. The balance is going to be better. The overall execution is going to be better than we've been doing.
So we're all set for yet another watershed performance of the Society after all this time. We continue to grow.
We do, and that's very fulfilling.
So we'll be filling Wesley United Methodist Church?
Yes.
Once again, and that's on this coming Monday night.
December 3.
At 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm. No admission.
All donations are gladly and gratefully accepted.
That's true.
With that postscript. Larry, Susan, thank you so much, and good luck once again on A Great Messiah.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Susan Shoemaker, the director, and Larry Rollins, the president of the board of the McDonough Choral Society. The concert is 7:30 on Monday evening at Wesley United Methodist Church. It's free and open to the public.
Molly was dead, to begin with. There's no doubt whatever about that. The register of his burial was signed by the clerk, the clergyman, the undertaker, the chief mourner, Scrooge, signed it. Old Molly was dead as a doornail.
Starting a week from tonight in downtown Macomb, the Starry Night Repertory Theater presents Mr. Dickens Reads a Christmas Carol. All the characters of the unforgettable Christmas story will come to life in a solo performance by actor Dan Woods, recreating a public reading by author Charles Dickens. We talked with Dan Woods and director Jeannie Woods. Now, many a community-based theater or professional or semi-professional theater makes a point of producing a Christmas carol during the holiday season. But I will say I don't think too many of them ask Mr. Dickens to read it himself. So what approach have you taken towards sitting down with Mr. Dickens and parsing through a very, very famous text indeed?
Well, we came upon, fortunately, a marvelous book a year or two ago called The Annotated Christmas Carol. It's quite a large book. I had no idea that you could find that much to read about such a simple story. But ensconced within its pages were a couple of examples of the travel scripts that Dickens used himself when he did staged readings of the story. And he traveled both to the United States and all over Europe doing that for many years.
The book tells you about his early years where he really wanted to be an actor in many ways. And when he started writing and got the opportunity, then he was asked to read from his writings. He just embraced it fully. And so not only did he read, he doesn't stand at a lectern, although he did have a lectern made for himself to put his script down so he would have that in front of him, but he acted out all the parts, all the voices, right up to the end of his life, and may have even shortened his life, according to this book, because he was doing Oliver Twist and got so emotional in playing the role of Bill Sykes killing Nancy that may have actually...
They think he might have had a stroke.
Might have had a stroke doing it. So he was a very dynamic performer, and the idea of him reading A Christmas Carol and embodying all those voices of those marvelous characters that he created was just very tempting.
So this makes for a very fascinating production because it's sort of a performance within the performance.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not only a reading of A Christmas Carol, but it's also historical reenactment.
Right. It was also a very fortunate accident for us because we've always wanted to do a Christmas show. This will be our very first here in Macomb. But we're a very small operation, and we don't have a permanent space. So we've been performing in places like Taylor's Hall, which if you've been there, you know, is quite small. And so we knew that if we do a Christmas show, it's going to have to be a small cast. Mm-hmm. And then we stumbled on this book, and what a fortunate accident.
And there is, of course, precedent. There are a number of solo performance Christmas carols. Probably the one people know the most is Patrick Stewart. But I like the convention of the narrator being Dickens because he has such joy in his work, and you really hear it in the narrator's voice. And then he, again, changes voice. Dan, how many characters do you suppose you play?
I counted them up, and if I didn't miss any, I have 20 different character voices.
Wow.
In the show.
It's kind of a bit like working your way through reading the Harry Potter series, right? He had to...
Yes, he on had a to very keep, much smaller scale.
He had to keep notes of each character and what he had done with each one so
right.
that he could keep it straight.
Right.
But here you have to do that without having the benefit of having a whole notebook in front of you.
On the fly, as it were, yes. I actually will have a script in hand because that's the way Dickens did it. But for all practical purposes, the show is memorized.
Which is exactly the way he did it. He did it where he would be reading but not reading. He'd be reading and performing and then using the script really as a convention, and that's what we're doing as well.
You've gotten just a slightly larger venue for this production.
We are very pleased to be at the West Central Illinois Arts Center. That's going to allow us to be able to spread out the audience. Taylor's Hall is only 18 feet wide, and that good stage and audience. So we will get to spread out more and to have a little bit more realized set.
And you get to go at it for 2 weekends.
Right, 4 performances in total.
So December 7th and 8th, Friday and Saturday, and December 14th and 15th, Friday and Saturday.
And
again,
I should mention those are all at 7:30 p.m. We are not doing matinees this time, although we have done them in the past. And that's partially because we're performing in the gallery, which makes it difficult to be open during the day.
So thank you again, Dan Woods.
You're quite welcome.
We'll be Mr. Charles Dickens Jeannie Woods directing the production. Thanks.
Thank you, Ken.
Tickets are $10 and $20. For reservations, call 309-255-8570. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.